Oh, hey, love your shoes. If you're hearing this, this is your sign to try those on. Trust us, you can totally pull them off. In fact, try on every shoe here if you want. We won't stop you. In our house, you've got unlimited freedom to play. And hey, fall is the perfect season to do, wear, be whatever you want. And with tons of shoes that get you at prices that get your budget, we'll give you something to brag about. So go ahead, try them on. Let us surprise you.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Here we go. We are here. Welcome on in. It is the Midday Show. Hugh Douglas, Joe Giglio, guys with us. 215-592-9494 on a big day. And I mean a big day. How about those Phillies sweeping the Mets clean out of here, up 11 in the NL East as they push for a top spot in the National League. We'll talk to Scott Fransky at 12. And look, when we have Scott on, it's a big deal. But I got to tell you, we have a couple other things going on the show today that are huge deals. Coming up 1 hour from right now in studio. Debate day. Elliot Shore Parks. Paul Jolovitz.
Wanna go? Let's go.
On if this is an acceptable loss for the Philadelphia Eagles. Yes?
What was he slapping when he did all... when it sounded like he was slapping something.
We're not asking those questions.
What do you think he was slapping?
Never mind.
We're not asking those questions. We are not asking those.
Oh, my goodness. We are off to a rousing start.
Well, how about this? 11 o'clock, Jolly versus Elliot in studio on the Chiefs-Eagles game. 12 o'clock, Scott Fransky on the Phils as they get closer and closer to a clinch in the NL East. And then at 1 o'clock, Hugh, you may have heard of this guy. We will be joined by Mike Tyson.
Mike Tyson.
Iron Mike joins us at 1 o'clock.
Man, that's awesome.
It's going to be a wild, wild day. All right. 215-592-9494. Hugh, let's get into it. We have a game on Sunday that it's not a typical week two. Let's kind of feel through this season. It's Eagles and it's Chiefs in Arrowhead. The Philadelphia Eagles head there for a Super Bowl rematch. And Hugh, the Eagles go into Kansas City and Arrowhead on Sunday as the favorite in the game. And I'll just say it very simply. I expect them to win. I expect the Eagles to go to Kansas City and win this football game for a few reasons. One, they have the better roster. They have the better football team heading into the game. Now, I'm not quite where some people are writing the Chiefs off completely and they're down and it's over. They'll get better as the year goes on. Their young tackle will get better. They'll get Rashee Rice off of suspension. But that's not this week. This week, they're not the football team. They will be 6 weeks from now. The Eagles have the better roster, in my mind, right now, without question. They don't have to take, you know, they have to take advantage of it because right now the Chiefs aren't where they're going to be. They don't have Rashee Rice. They don't have their left tackle kind of up to speed. So you have a Chiefs team that isn't where they're going to be in a few weeks. Their offensive line still in a flux. They have a lot of pressure last week against Patrick Mahomes. They're off a Brazil game, which we know last year, I thought that was a weird comeback off the Brazil game, and I thought the Eagles kind of sleepwalked through that, the return and the travel and all that. That's an advantage for the Philadelphia Eagles. Jalen Carter is going to play in this football game. And I think it's a big deal the Eagles are favored, and I'll give you the reason why. I heard them talking about at the end of the morning show. In the history of Patrick Mahomes as a starter in Kansas City, 68 home games they've had, they have been underdogs. They've closed as underdogs one time. It is meaningful when the betting market says that team's better than the Chiefs at home. It rarely, if ever, happens. It's happened once, and that was 2 years ago when the Buffalo Bills were 2.5-point favorites in Kansas City, and the Bills won that football game. It's telling me something. It's telling all of us. Eagles are better. They're healthier. They're coming into the game ready to go. Hugh, I expect the Eagles to win this football game against a great team in its own right. Hugh, What are you feeling? It is 2 days from game day. Expected a win? Or are you just hoping for one?
You know, Joe, allow me to long talk just for a minute. Okay. I understand everything that you say, and it's you're right. You're correct. Eagles are the better roster right now. Kansas City Chiefs are reeling, you know, with no receivers or no quality. No, not quality receivers, but they don't have their number one guys.
Or two.
Don't have their number one guys. Yeah. Travis Kelce looks like he's a little, you know, out of steps, out of sorts, if you will.
Yeah, he's half a podcaster. Right.
But there's something to be said about pride. This is what I was talking about last week. And I know for a lot of people, you can't quantify that. But it's a big thing when it comes to a football player. And even though everything that you said logically is correct, Kansas City Chiefs have never been, I think, 0-2 since Andy Reid and Patrick Mahomes have been there. They've always figured out a way to win. And I don't expect any less of an effort from them this weekend, especially coming off of the last time we played them, the humiliation that we levied on them. I feel like we're going to get their best shot. They're going to pull out all the stops to beat this Philadelphia Eagles team.
So
with that being said, I hope they win.
We all hope they win, but obviously Hugh Douglas is not expecting. I'm expecting a victory by the Eagles on Sunday. I don't think it's going to be easy.
I hope they win.
Yeah, look, I don't think it's going to be easy. I'm not saying they're going to go win this game by double digits, but I do expect them to win the game, and I'm glad you hit on the receiver thing. I didn't include that. I mean, I included they don't have great receivers, but when you think about it, if you're going to beat the Eagles right now, and if you're going to take advantage of where the Eagles are weak, it feels like their weakest part right now is that corner, right? That other corner on the other side. Adoree Jackson, you know, he gave you shades of Nnamdi and Byron Maxwell and every Kerry Williams and every bad Eagles corner we've seen over the years. You got shades of that in week one. But they don't have the horses right now to take advantage. If Xavier Worthy and Rashee Rice were in this football game, I don't think I'd have this confidence because I'd be like, uh-oh. How are we covering both of those guys? They don't have either of those guys. And I know Mahomes is great. But, and I say this about Jalen, too. Like, no matter how good or great the quarterback is, you need help. And right now, he didn't have that help at the receiver position. Last year, he didn't have that help at the offensive line in the Super Bowl, and look what happened to him. So I respect the heck out of Mahomes. I think he's top two quarterback in pro football history. I respect the heck out of Andy. And he's the better coach in this game. But you don't have the horses, you don't have the horses. The Eagles are the better team. I expect them to go win this football game. 215-592-9494. Expecting a win, hoping for one as the Eagles head out to Kansas City on Sunday. All right, let's hear from Ron Jaworski. Ron Jaworski was on the morning show. Could we hear from Jaws, his take on Kansas City and some of their issues right now?
So they've gone two straight games where they've been physically whipped. And sometimes you can design things. You can have Patrick Mahomes and all their plethora of weapons, which are limited right now because of injuries. But I don't care what kind of players you have, if you get beat physically, it's hard to come back from that. So they've had two games in a row right now where they've been physically dominated, two teams, so it's hard to bounce back. Then I think we'll kind of come off the same game plan we had in the Super Bowl, physically dominate them with the running game. And, of course, you're going to get – once you win and dominate in the running game, you get one-on-one matches on the outside. That's when you take advantage of the secondary.
Well, and that secondary last week, which typically is good for Kansas City, they got torched by Justin Herbert and a group of mediocre wide receivers with the Chargers. All right, let's hear one more. Mike Quick, see, he gets it. Mike Quick knows the Chiefs are not the team they used to be.
I think KC is a team that they still are the one that everyone looks at and says that they're the best because of the quarterback, because of the head coach, because of what they've done in the past. I just don't think that they're still that team. I think they have problems on the offensive line protecting the quarterback. And, of course, now their top two weapons they will not have in this game. But they still have Patrick Mahomes, and he still finds a way to win. So that guy is still scary to me. But I just don't think that they are the team that they used to be and the team that we imagine that they are because they're the Kansas City Chiefs and they won it in back-to-back years and – they are a talented bunch, but I don't think that they are the team that they were 2 years ago.
They're not. And you know what? They're probably not even the team they will be in week eight. I mean, they're going to get better. Rashee Rice will be, the suspension will end, and Worthy will come back, and their left tackle they took in the first round will get better. That's not Sunday, though. Those guys either aren't there or not ready. I expect an Eagles victory. Where do you come down? 215-592-9494 as the Eagles and Chiefs get ready for the game of the week. Sunday, 425 at Arrowhead. Kyle, where do you come down as the 1-0 Eagles try to get to 2-0 to start the season?
Yeah, I got a bad feeling about this game, to be honest, guys.
Okay.
For the Chiefs.
There we go. There we go.
Stick a fork in them, baby. We're going to kick their ass. Kick their ass, dude.
That? I love it.
The
love
dynasty
it.
Is over.
I love it. I
We're going to put the nail in their coffin. The Chiefs stink. Stink.
Love it.
You hear
That's that?
That
Philadelphia bravado. I love it.
First of all, I have no respect for their wide receivers. Even
You're
if we have a DeRay Jackson
Juju
out there.
Juju and nope. Tyquan Thornton?
No, I just like that. We're going to have Jalen Carter back in this game.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to do the same thing that we did to Mahomes in the Super Bowl.
Now we're talking.
And we're going to make them look like fools. Don't care about Andy Reid. Don't care about Patrick Mahomes. Chiefs dynasty is coming to an end. And the entire world of NFL watchers will know by Sunday.
That's
around,
a bold day.
Around 7:30.
Well, I'll say this. I expect it to be a close Eagles win. If the Eagles go there and smack them again, that is going to be the story on Monday. I mean, like, if the Chiefs get start off 0-2 and get smacked.
You mean the Chiefs cooked?
The Chiefs are cooked.
Because of the milestone that it would be.
Because
starting 2-0.
Right, 0-2, right? And then.
Oh, that's what I meant.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah, I meant Eagles 2-0. Yeah.
Well, the Eagles would be 2-0. And then who goes to Arrowhead and smacks them, right? That doesn't happen. I mean,
tough place to play.
Yeah, no, it is.
No, I'm just saying.
You're right.
Yeah, tough place to play. Their back is against the wall, playing against a team that beat them up in the Super Bowl. Yeah, it's a lot. It's a lot.
You know, when you said that, it made me realize this before we go to the phones. We haven't won a true road game in a while. Think about it. Home last week, right, to start the season. Super Bowl is a neutral site, and it was more Eagles fans anyway. Home field in the playoffs because the Lions got knocked out, so it was all four home games at home. Ended the season last year with Giants and Cowboys at home, and those games were kind of, you know, meaningless anyway because they were kind of locked into their seed. Lost in Washington in week 16 last year when Jalen got knocked out. I'm trying to think of the last true road win. Was it Baltimore? Last early December? It's been a while.
That feels like that might be about right.
I think it is. So we just haven't had one of these, like, going to a raucous environment against a good team. And I'm excited for it. 215-592-9494. Let's get to the phone lines here on a Football Friday, a big Football Friday. Our first real Football Friday. Because last week, we were reacting to a game on Thursday. So it was different. It was like a Monday, but it was a Friday. It's a Football Friday with a little celebratory Phillies in there as well. Chris from Middletown starts us off. Eagles, Chiefs, Sunday afternoon. What's up, Chris?
Happy Football Friday, man.
It is. Our first real one. I like this. I'm excited. Chris, what are you feeling?
Guys, real quick, I got to say, let's talk about answering the bell. Philadelphia teams are answering the bell. Right now, the Phillies, you know, they just took a broom to the ass of the Mutts, and it's beautiful. But what's about to happen when we're talking about beatdowns and answering bells? Eagles Nation! Sunday, our first are going to descend on their next prey. For those of you that have concerns because of sausage fingers Andy and Pat Mahomes, remember the wisdom and knowledge we get from Douglas. He tells us all the time, last year doesn't matter. What Kansas City's done in the past, in the past. It's about this year, this team, these players. What's about to happen? We're about to trash this team. Our D-line will be led by our madman, Carter. He comes from disrespected, frustrated, ready to wreak havoc. And Pat Mahomes out of the game, in a bag, send them home. Talking about sending players home, Travis Kelce, clearly following Douglas on the gap, needs to be sent back home because he needs to prepare his life for doing nothing but sitting at home and eating chicken thighs. Shoot up, you need.
I do like chicken.
We're built for this. This is us. This is who we are. We fight. We don't lay down. We don't care who's in front of us. It's all about us. It's all about the win. It's all about keeping the main thing the main thing. And if doubters out there, just sit back. Watch the show with envy. You know you want to be us. You know you want to be like us. You can't. There's only one. There's only one champion. There's only one Rocky. There's only one that dominates sports and entertainment and everything around us like Philadelphia. Here comes that. The bell's about to ring. The fight's about to be on. We will always, always rise to the occasion. Eagles Nation, stay with me. E-I-G-L-E-S.
Now we're talking. Chris, good phone call. He hit one last week, too. I got to say, Chris brought his game. I mean, he must have been training in the preseason here. He brought his Eagles chance and the pump-up speech to start this season. And I agree with a lot of what he said there. Now, like, do I think it's going to be an easy blowout? No, I'm not quite ready to go there. But the Eagles are going to win this game.
Kill him.
I won. How great would that be if they
kill
did? Kill him. You hear that, Hugh?
Meanwhile,
Hugh's
come on, Douglas.
He was just hoping for a win.
No, and I gave you hoping. All my, I gave you all
acceptable
the reasons.
Loss.
I never said that.
But you justified it.
Loser.
You asked me a question.
I did ask you a question.
And I answered it.
And you gave a soft answer. It's soft.
Well, I gave a logical answer. This was a thought-out logical answer. Well, a logical thought process. And this is how I feel. Their back is against the wall. And they're going to come out swinging. Now, what will the Eagles look like? I don't know. Because, let's be honest. Last week, we got the win. But it wasn't the tidiest game.
It wasn't.
Even Coach Sirianni said that.
Mm-hmm.
And like I tried to tell y'all last week, there's something to be said about motivated by fear, anger, whatever you want to call it. Like, you just don't want to get your butt kicked. So they're going to come out firing. I would not be surprised if they come out and try to make a statement early in the game. Whether
that's
or not
great.
They, you know, they get after the quarterback.
That's wonderful.
You know what I'm saying? I'm just saying that's what they're going to try to do. They're
going to
try
that.
They're going to try to snatch the momentum early.
I'm sure they are, and I'm sure they'll make a play or two, right? They're the Kansas City Chiefs. But I expect the Eagles to get everyone's best shot. They're better than teams, though. It's so clear they go into the game with the better roster. Now, that doesn't always guarantee victory in the NFL. You got to play well. You have to bring your A game. You got to play well. I thought last week they could play a B or C game and still beat the Cowboys, and they did. It probably was closer to a B game than a C game, but whatever. They beat them.
Mm-hmm.
They're going to have to play well on Sunday to win. I'm with you that the Chiefs are, they do have their backs against the wall, and it's a game they certainly need if they're going to, you know, feel like they're going to win 15 games again or 14 games. Otherwise, they have no margin for error. But I don't look at that team with the receivers they have. Again, the Eagles have a clear weakness, and it's Adoree Jackson right now. That
right
side.
Now. Yes.
But I don't feel like the Chiefs have enough to take advantage of it. Again, if they had all their weapons out there, it'd be like, oh boy. We got some issues here. They don't have that. When the schedule came out, this looked to me like a really big challenge. But it's not just about the schedule. It's about the spot. And the Chiefs are not in a good spot right now. The Eagles are in a better spot, and I expect them to go win the game. Jeff in Wilmington. What's up, Jeff?
Jeff.
What's up, guys?
Hey, Jeff.
Hey, Hugh, you're going to need a former landscaper like myself to come remove that hedge you got going on.
I got
tell
a hedge.
Him.
Get him.
No, see,
tell
hold
him,
up,
Jeff.
Jeff, I'm just calling it like I see it. And I want the Eagles to
Nobody
win.
Nobody
needs
to hear that.
What do you mean?
Well, again,
it's the truth.
The hedge is in your way. You can't see clearly. So, look, I don't think it's going to – I'm not on where Kyle is. I don't think it's going to be a blowout.
I'm going to kill him.
But there is no reason why the Eagles can't go in there and take care of business. Like, make it a – I'm not saying a statement game, but just go in there and beat them. I mean, look, Arrowhead's a hard place to play, but so is the Link. It's not like we don't play in front of raucous crowds pretty much all the time. So I'm not really worried about their stadium atmosphere.
I'm not either. I mean, look, 2 years ago, to start the season, the Lions went in there and won. And that was before we knew the Lions were really any good. I mean, like, you can go in there and win. I mean, last year, they won a lot of those games, but there was a lot of close ones in Kansas City. I remember a game was two Christmases ago. The Raiders went in there and won with, like, that O'Connell guy at quarterback, whatever his name is, Aiden O'Connell. It's not like you can't win there. You can win there if you play well.
But look, as long as Patrick Mahomes is playing, they have a chance, and he might keep them in the game they're pretty much a lot weaker than they were a year ago or 2 years ago on both sides of the ball. So I'm not really concerned about that. And also, real quick, Philly's point. How about that Lizardo last night?
Jeff, I love
Luzilla.
Him. I can't wait to watch him. Like, when he comes off the mound, when he's, you know, like, finished an inning, or, like, the way last night, his last out after retiring 22 straight, when he gets all pumped up, I can't wait for that in October. I'm just imagining him coming off the mound after striking out Ohtani, and the whole crowd's going crazy. I'm a big fan of his.
It's him, Nola, and Walker seem to have that one inning almost every start where they kind of blow up a little bit. But I tell you what, coming back from that and shutting them down, that was just amazing.
It was awesome. I mean, that was a rare kind of game. To give up that many runs early and then to go that long without another base runner. Jeff, man, we appreciate the phone call. Great start by Lizardo last night when you kind of factor in what happened and then how he finished it. I loved it. 215-592-9494. Aaron in San Diego up on WIP. Aaron, good morning.
Good morning, Philadelphia.
Good morning, Aaron.
It is a fired up Friday. I mean, what a great day to be a Philadelphia Eagles Phillies fan. It's unbelievable. The Phillies are giving us the confidence as they're heading into the World Series run. I just can't tell you how excited I am. And then today it is again time to circle the wagons, light the fires, put the little ones away. Because it's time for the wagon train to continue on its journey. The end result, when Levi Stadium and Super Bowl 60. The obstacle this week, the Kansas City Chiefs. And this week, it's all about that young gun defense, that gangrene defense. They are going to feast. Adoree Jackson is not going to be a factor because Patrick Mahomes is not even going to have a chance to get the ball out of his hands. Jalen Carter has had a week to sit and stew and have that anger build. And he is going to unleash it on Sunday. What are you going to do, Patrick Mahomes, Travis Kelce, Andy Reid, when that young gun defense runs wild all over you? And to Ed and all the loyal WIP listeners at Spec Gas, this one goes out to you. Eagles!
Who's Ed, though?
I don't know. That's okay. We'll find out next time. Aaron, good phone call. Did we need more after that? I didn't need to ask him the Ed clarification on the air. I thought we were good. You okay over there?
Mm.
Yeah.
I'm all right.
To Aaron in San Diego. Hey, Aaron.
Good afternoon.
You know what? Aaron, just hold on a second. That one's going to get a lot of play over the years. I can feel that one. You notice no one agrees with you so far.
That's fine.
Yeah, I know. Listen, but maybe you should rethink
your
position.
Put a sock in it, Douglas.
But most weeks, nobody agrees with me. I felt like
that's
this last
week. That's not true. That's not true.
Most weeks, when it comes to the Eagles. And
well, Philly. When you're a negative Nancy.
Okay, I'm not being negative.
You're always a hater, dude. We heard yesterday from you people, Hugh, low-key, the most negative one on the show.
Yeah, low-key.
Yeah.
But no, you ask me for my true feelings, and I give them to you.
I know.
And sometimes it doesn't align with your agenda.
Well, my agenda? I give you facts. Favored. Better roster. Don't have the receivers take advantage. Young offensive line still in flux. These are not opinions. These are facts.
No, you're right. And I also gave you some unquantifiable intangibles.
But that's not facts. That's your feelings.
But the unquantifiable intangibles, sometimes they factor into things that we can't quantify.
You're scared.
No, I'm not.
I sense a little Chiefs fear.
As soon as Hugh starts talking about unquantifiable intangibles.
I know.
That's when that third eye kick in. That's when I open up and I try to get y'all to expand y'all horizons.
That's when I close my ears. Third eye is open, and I'm closing my ears. All right, 215-592-9494. That's a hot board. Big show today. Coming up at 11 o'clock in studio, Paul Jolovitz, Elliot Shore Parks. They're going to debate whether or not this is an acceptable loss for the Philadelphia Eagles. This is going to be wild. 1 p.m. today, Iron Mike himself, Mike Tyson, on the show at 1 o'clock. Scott Fransky at 12 on the Phils, who are zooming towards an NLA's championship. And on the other side, along with your phone calls on the Eagles expecting a win, we will give you a chance to win Mike Tyson tickets. The return of the Mike coming to the Hard Rock Hotel and Casino Atlantic City, January 23rd, 2026. We have the tickets. We'll tell you how we're giving those away on the other side. Tickets are on sale right now. If you want to buy them, Ticketmaster.com. They're on sale, been on sale for about 23 minutes. So hop on and get them. You want to win them? You know how to do it. 215-592-9494. And the grand prize winner, one of our five winners this week, will win an overnight stay at the Hard Rock Hotel and Casino, AC, the night of the show. All right, a lot to get to. Your phone calls on the game. Are you expecting a win, or are you like Hugh, just hoping for a win? It is the Midday Show, Sports Radio 94 WIP.
Everyone knows my favorite whiskey is Jack Daniel's Tennessee Whiskey. And my folks at Jack Daniel's are coming out with a new flavor, people. It's Jack Daniel's Blackberry. It's the real deal. A smooth, sweet taste, perfect to enjoy with friends. It's bold, it's vibrant. And the aroma of creamy vanilla, toasted oak, and just a hint of honey. It's going to be my new tailgate drink if I drink at the tailgate. But you know I don't because I'm always working. Jack Daniel's Blackberry, coming soon to a local fine wine and good spirits store near you. Celebrate responsibly.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features Swift Rinse Tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more, plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
True North convenience stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar-Free. First-round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Looking for jewelry that feels as good as it looks? Jenny Bird delivers modern designs that are comfortable, easy to wear, and effortlessly versatile. Every piece makes you feel instantly on trend without trying too hard. Need to send a gift they'll be sure to love? Jenny Bird ships fast, and the packaging is thoughtful too. Jenny Bird isn't just jewelry. It's your new favorite style essential. Explore more at jenny-bird.com and get 20% off your first purchase using code ONTREND20.
That was pretty dope.
And how are you saying you hope they win the game after that?
No, I mean, because I just know how Andy thinks and how Andy's going to try to attack them. That's all. I still think the Eagles are going to win, but I hope they win.
Yeah, you're in the hope camp. I feel it. Hope. I'm in the expect camp. All right, where do you guys come down? 215-592-9494. That is how you hop aboard. Hope or expect an Eagles victory. All right, don't forget, we got a lot going on the show today. 11 a.m. sharp. Elliot Shore Parks, Paul Jolovitz. They will debate whether it's an acceptable loss for the Philadelphia Eagles. At noon today, we talk to the voice of the very soon-to-be National League East champions. That magic number is down to 5. Do you know the Phillies could clinch?
This weekend, right?
They could clinch by the time... They could lose before the Eagles kick out this game off, right?
That would be awesome.
Before we kill them.
Before we kill the Chiefs, as you heard. Yeah.
It's really strong.
Well, because, I mean, how do you not have belief in the Eagles?
All they do is win. I never said I.
Well, yeah. It sounds like a little trepidation.
Who do you believe in more, the Eagles, Elliott, or Jolly? I've just talked to both of them.
Mm-hmm.
Both very ready.
I could see. I mean, Elliot walked in the sunglasses, right? That's what I saw.
Yeah, Elliot has the eye of the tiger.
Well, when does he not? Now, again, Jolly's a little delusional about his career record in these debates.
He said he went 5-0.
He did not 5-0. I mean, he's just absolutely not undefeated. But that's okay. I appreciate his confidence in himself. We shall see who wins that. But yeah, I could. We all could smell the Chiefs' fear on you. I mean, you had Cowboys' fear last week. Are we gonna have Rams' fear here next week?
We got vision. Hugh has vision.
They won, you know, last week.
Y'all, like, you know, yeah, they did. And they won. And I
cowardly.
Said it was going to be a tight game.
It was tight because Carter got suspended.
Tight is tight.
Yeah, but we played. You had a lucky win last week.
No, I didn't. No.
Hold on. Was Hugh's take that it wouldn't be a blowout lucky or not?
It was lucky. Not lucky.
He's lucky.
If Carter plays, it's most likely what I said.
Joe, it's not luck. It's vision. I keep trying to
tell
y'all.
You had no vision.
Who called the sweep of the Mets? Who called that? I did.
Hold on. 2 weeks ago, you sat here dripping with Mets fear.
No, I was not.
I could smell it.
You know what you did? You led everyone.
It's a beautiful
fight. I didn't forget. I didn't forget what happened after they got swept in City Field. When you blamed me,
it was your fault. Everyone
had the pitchforks out.
I was not the only one.
Oh, you cursed the Phillies. You jinxed them. It's all your fault. Bozos.
11-3 since I wanted to boom, by the way.
Yeah, I know. Listen,
you're all welcome.
Yeah.
Everyone here is welcome, except Hugh. You're not welcome.
Alternative facts is crazy.
Who's more responsible?
I called the sweep, though. So y'all need to
start. You didn't call the sweep on Monday.
Well, I did. I called the sweep yesterday.
After they had won three in a row.
I called the sweep yesterday. But you asked me every day who was going to win, and I said, the Phillies.
Yeah, that's a good job by you. Yeah,
I did.
We would have yelled at you if you said the Mets.
I mean, you're yelling at me now. What's the difference?
You know where your bread is buttered. You can't in 1 week have Cowboy and Met fear. I mean,
no,
we won't let
that's
you.
Not that.
The key card won't work anymore.
I have vision. My third eye, especially working with you two clowns, has been working overtime, trying to get y'all right.
I'm blind.
Trying to get y'all right every day. Yeah, trying to get you all right.
You know. Unfortunately for you, you know what you're due for? A little regression to the mean.
I'm telling you.
You keep nailing things. Eventually, it's going to go just like your 8-leg parlay, and you walked around here like
speaking of my parlay,
Mr. Football.
Well, speaking of my parlay, thank you for pointing that out to me. I had the Giants over the Cowboys. Had to flip that.
I did point that in the last break. Are you sure about that, man? Russ,
are you just clicking buttons?
No. We were talking, and I thought I picked Cowboys, but I picked Giants. But you know what?
Yeah, so yes, he's just clicking buttons.
I'm gonna take them both. I take both of them bets.
I don't give a
shit. The Cowboys lose, or win, I'm gonna win.
This is the way the sharps do it in Vegas. They just play both sides. I win.
Always come out on top.
All right, let's get back to your phone calls here. Expecting or hoping an Eagles victory on Sunday in Kansas City. Joel in South Carolina. What's up, Joel?
What's up, y'all?
Hey, buddy. What's up?
Not much. I just want to talk about the Phillies first because I think they're going to sweep the Kansas City Royals and they're going to lock the division up. And then on Sunday, the Eagles are going to make the exclamation point and they're going to beat Kansas City. And we're going to have a clean sweep on Kansas City teams this weekend.
Yeah, it's
a great weekend.
Big Philadelphia versus KC weekend. Huge.
And I want to say, if I'm not mistaken, I want to say Saquon's first game against Kansas City was in the Super Bowl because I think he was injured when he was with the Giants and they played.
I believe you're right because I remember that story last year and it kind of blew me away because, you know, Saquon's been in the NFL since 2018. You would have thought, you know, one of these years, right, because just the way the schedule rotates, he would have played them. But like you pointed out, Joel, they didn't – the one time the Giants and KC played, he was hurt, so he didn't, you know, participate in the game.
Yeah, so I think once Saquon looks at the film from the Super Bowl, I feel like he's going to have a bigger game than he did in the Super Bowl because he's going to be able to see different matches that they showed him. So I feel like he might have a bigger game than he did in the Super Bowl.
I agree. Now, I'm not sure, Joel, it's going to be 100-plus just because they're going to stack the box. I think they're going to take a very similar approach to the Super Bowl. But I think he'll be more effective than the Super Bowl because that night – He didn't do much. I mean, he didn't need to, and the passing game was great with Jalen and the outside guys. But you're right. If I had a guess, he will have more rushing yards in the Super Bowl. That feels pretty spot on.
And do we know if Xavier Worthy is playing? Because I've seen on ESPN saying that he was practicing yesterday. So do we know if he is playing or not?
We do not. I expect so. And Joe, man, we appreciate the phone call. They'll have the injury report out after practice today, and I believe the injury designations for the game come out today.
I think you're right. It's been a while, but yeah. I think you're about right.
It's either today or tomorrow that they're official, but today we'll get a good... I think it's today we get a good sense, and then tomorrow it's official. Like, today, if he's doubtful, he's probably not going to play. They could rule him out today. Questionable, that means he will play. My guess is he won't play. That seemed like a pretty significant injury. He's in a sling or like a brace on
his
shoulder.
Better live it through chemistry.
Yeah, I mean, look, maybe he will play, but a receiver with a bad shoulder, it's challenging.
You got to catch it and, you know.
To get your arms up.
He got cleaned out, too.
Yeah, well, by Travis Kelce, he got cleaned out. So to answer his question fully, I don't know if he's going to play. We'll know more after practice today based on doubtful, questionable, or out and what the Chiefs put out there. 215-592-9494. Okay, before we get back to the phone lines here, we got a great prize to give away today, and it all coincides with the guy that's going to be on our show at 1 o'clock today. We will have Mike Tyson on the show today at 1 p.m. Excited to talk to Mike. You know, he will ask him about when they talked in the past, and it's going to be great. I'm excited for Mike Tyson to join our show coming up at 1 o'clock today. And he's going to tell us all about the return of the mic, which is coming to the Hard Rock Hotel and Casino, AC January 23rd, 2026. We've been giving away tickets all week to the show. Grand prize winner, which will be one of our five winners this week, will also win an overnight stay that night at the Hard Rock. So we've done a few different things to give away this prize. But how about this for today? So we've done, you know, who would you like to see take a punch from Mike Tyson? And Spike from Bristol won with her husband and her children.
Her family.
Yeah, her family, because they got on her nerves. That was a great answer.
She wanted to punch everybody.
Yep. Well, how about this one for today? Who would you like to see step in the ring with Hugh Douglas?
What?
Yeah, like a picture, an event about, or it could be anything, whatever goes on in a ring. With you, Hugh, do you have someone you'd like to step in the ring with?
You people.
All of them? I'm kidding.
I'm kidding.
That was good. Somebody yesterday said they think they could take you.
Yeah. Well, maybe that person will nominate themselves.
Man,
all right.
Cat.
So the best answer we get today to who you would like to see step in the ring with Hugh Douglas wins the pair of tickets to go see Mike Tyson, Return of the Mike.
So octagon, boxing ring, just whatever. Douglas today.
Yes. It could be whatever ring you choose, whatever bout you want to go with. Works for us. Now, I will say, and this might be someone's answer, and it can be, I think before last week, T.O. would have been a very popular answer.
Yeah. Feels and like it probably still will be.
It will be, but it's...
Yeah, because, you know, people don't listen. Like, people don't listen. Yeah. I mean, because they, you know, I was at the tailgate last week, and somebody yelled across the thing, you know, that's why T.O. beat you up, something like that.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
True North convenience stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Looking for jewelry that feels as good as it looks? Jenny Bird delivers modern designs that are comfortable, easy to wear, and effortlessly versatile. Every piece makes you feel instantly on trend without trying too hard. Need to send a gift they'll be sure to love? Jenny Bird ships fast, and the packaging is thoughtful too. Jenny Bird isn't just jewelry. It's your new favorite style essential. Explore more at jenny-bird.com and get 20% off your first purchase using code ONTREND20.
Yeah. Wasn't that the day after?
That's why he beat you up? Yes. What were you doing, just standing there?
No, I was as a matter of fact, I was walking to work.
Well, how dare you?
It was probably the way you were walking.
Well, I was walking with purpose because I was, you know, I had to get
that's
to work.
That's why, T.O.
So they wanted to say hi. You were walking with purpose. They said, that's why T.O. beat you up.
Well, you know, and a lot of times people have to understand. And I always say, if I'm in her, I say, hey, no disrespect. I have to go to work because, you know, we have to go to work. And they're like, oh, that's why T.O. beat you up. I'm like, you know what? Fine.
All right, 215-592-9494. Are you expecting a win by the Philadelphia Eagles on Sunday? I am. Look, to me, they're the better team. They're favored in the game. Better overall roster. Chiefs O-line is still not where it needs to be. Young left tackle allowed 4 pressures last week and had a false start. And their receivers, which really, at this point, if they were healthy, could take advantage of the Adoree Jackson situation and the youth at safety. They don't have them. I just can't sit here on a Friday and be scared of Tyquan Thornton and Juju Smith-Schuster. I can't do it. The Eagles are favored. I expect them to win. Hugh Douglas, hoping we get an Eagles win.
Hope, yeah.
It just sounds so timid.
It's like we'll be making history if this happens. In a small way, but it's history nonetheless.
In terms of making the Chiefs 0-2?
Yes.
Yeah, well, at some point, someone's going to do it.
Yeah, it is. You're right. And that's why I say I hope they do it. I hope they're the ones to do it. Yeah, that's kind of what I'm saying.
At some point, all dynasties fall, Hugh. It's just a matter of, see, this is vision. This is the vision that we have.
Yeah, sometimes all dynasties fall. You're no question about that.
And sometimes dynasties go through peaks and valleys, right? Like I mentioned yesterday, the Patriots had their first run, right? Mm-hmm. And then for a few years, they weren't as good. And then they came back and won more. I could see the Chiefs being in that, like, that down part. And it wouldn't surprise
it
me.
Be,
2 years from now, they come back.
Yeah, but they've been here before. So that's why I'm like, I'm not ready to count them out. So that's kind of where
I'm at.
Well,
you should be. John in Bryn Mawr is up on WIP. What's up, John?
Yo, what's up, Joe? How you doing, man?
Hey, John. What's up, buddy?
I haven't talked to you in a long time. Hugh, nice to meet you.
Hey, nice to meet you, too.
weren't we all worried about playing the Chiefs last year and thought that we might not win?
That would be me.
I know it was you. We're going to win, I'm thinking like 35-24 maybe.
Oh, I would love that. We pull off an 11-point win in Kansas City, put up 35. Now, John, we're talking, and to your point, yeah, there. Last year when we were in New Orleans for the Super Bowl, the Monday of that game, I said I thought there was a path for the Eagles to blow them out. And you would have thought I was cursing on the air. People were like, oh, it's the Chiefs. No one blows the Chiefs out. I mean, like, they're obviously they're still good, John, and they have Andy and they have Mahomes. They just don't scare me with the way they play now the way they used to.
Nope, especially how they played last week. No, I'm not scared at all.
See?
I'm not scared at all.
That's fine.
Chiefs are going 0-2, and we're going 2-0.
Now we're talking. All right, John, who do you want to see step in the ring with Hugh Douglas?
I would love Hugh Douglas to grab Conor McGregor and give him a bear hug and squeeze the life out of him.
All right, little Conor McGregor. That's a big name, John.
Yeah. We're looking for people to beat up Hugh, not Hugh beat them up.
Conor McGregor,
he's a MMA fighter. He's pretty tough.
Yeah. But
you get headbutting people and stuff.
Somehow get him in a bear hug and it's over and he's going to tap out.
I'm in on that one. John, I like it. Good phone call. So John's in the mix with Conor McGregor. I hadn't thought of this. So I guess, Kyle, you were thinking more of who would beat Hugh up.
Yes.
But you could also have Hugh beat
take
someone.
McGregor, Hugh?
I'm not going to fight him fair.
Okay.
I'm fighting nobody fair.
We're getting in the ring, though, so you kind of have to.
Nah.
I think it's a poll question. Who would win in a fight, Conor McGregor or Hugh Douglas?
I think I'm going to get a chair. Hit him with a chair.
Yeah.
Hit him with something.
A chair.
Have you seen the new Roadhouse? Have you seen the new Roadhouse?
No.
When he was in, it wasn't that great.
Gut feeling. Could you take McGregor?
Yeah.
Yeah. I think you could.
Yeah. I haven't been punched in the face in a long time though, so there's that.
Yeah.
You know, if you haven't been, like, I will say this. If you have not been punched in the face and you don't know what it's like to get punched in the face, once you get punched in the face, it could potentially be a life-changing event.
kind of like the Chiefs last February?
Yeah, I'm talking. No, I mean, like, if you've never been in a fight, like, you know what I'm saying? Yeah. Like, if you've never been in a fight and somebody punches you in the face, it could change everything for you. You know what I mean?
But you've been punched in the face.
Oh, yeah, I've been punched in the face before.
So you're good then.
Yeah, I mean, but it's been a long time. Like, that's just like saying I've tackled somebody before. That's like 24 years ago. You know what I mean? I mean, you know, it's different.
It's 2025. Last 3 years of your career, you didn't tackle anybody?
Probably not.
That's why they were mad in Jacksonville. Yeah. Zero tackles.
No, but you know what I'm saying.
It's like,
you could potentially lose some teeth.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Somebody hit you right.
Yeah, it sounds like Hugh's taking the gravity of the topic today.
It's just like people don't realize, you know, they talk all that bravado until you get punched in the face. It's different.
Sure is. William Chestnut Hill is up. Hey, William.
Hey, how you doing, guys?
Good, okay. William. What's up?
Hugh, I want to see you get in the ring with the gorilla.
Oh, the gorilla.
Oh, the gorilla.
Oh, you mean which one?
From the 100 guys versus...
Oh, the gorilla, no. That ain't happening.
Yeah, it's not your choice. It's our...
It's not up to you. That's a good point. So,
William, he would be in big trouble.
But will I be able to bring some weaponry?
Or 99 friends. Remember that debate?
Yeah. I ain't bringing no friends. I ain't got 99 friends that I feel going in the ring with the gorilla with. No, I'm good.
That was one of the funniest shows you guys have ever produced.
Well, I still can't believe Hugh doesn't realize that 100 men would win. I mean,
no, it's the same thing as getting punched in the face. You watch somebody get punched in the face hard, and it changes their life. You don't want to get punched like that.
Well, of course not, but it's survival. All right, we're not going to bog down on this again. William, what do you got for us? You believe they're going to win? Where are you coming down on the game Sunday?
I believe they're going to win. It'll be a good match, and the Eagles come out on top.
And, William, when you say that, top, like – close game or a big win? What are you feeling?
No, it's rather close game by 7 points or less.
Come on, William. We're going to kill him.
No, that's okay, William. I'm with you, man. Good phone call. If I had to guess the score right now, I would say something in the range of 24-20 Eagles. That feels like where we're getting on Sunday.
Yeah.
24-20. I just don't see the Chiefs being able to move the football enough. And I thought the Eagles' defense, Hugh, in the first half, they struggled. But I thought they settled down late. Campbell played well. Bond played well. And now they get Jalen Carter back. I'm just not sure the Chiefs can move the ball on the Eagles.
You know, I'm thinking about how much of a liability could potentially Jalen Carter be?
In terms of?
You know he had a loose cannon.
Oh, you think he's going to do something again?
You don't think so?
This week.
Okay, seriously.
I would have to imagine that he doesn't do something again this week.
Knowing what we think we know, I'm just going to say that. And how he operates.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, when you take a chance as an offensive lineman,
I
would definitely try.
But but hold on, it's so fresh for everybody. It's got to be in the back of his head to like chill.
Doesn't matter.
Well, it kind of does.
You think so?
Yeah.
Well, then we have a major problem on our hands.
Yeah,
If he can't control himself, the game losing 57 grand,
it would be
grand.
Completely ridiculous if he did something.
I would not be surprised.
All right, let's unpack it. Would I be surprised if he gets a roughing the passer call? No. I mean,
to your point, there's going to be something that could probably, like a roughing the passer call, that's what, 15 yards?
It is. But that, I could see him getting himself like an ejection tossed incident. From the game.
Oh, no, I'm not talking. I'm saying anything, Kyle. Anything that could maintain the momentum of the Kansas City Chiefs drives, anything.
All right, well, that's different. Yeah. Anybody can do that.
You're not supposed. You're supposed to. It's supposed to be controlled anger. That's the point I'm trying to make.
I'm just saying, Nolan Smith got a taunting penalty last week. He could hit
stupid.
Mahomes late. That would keep the momentum of the drive. I don't think just because of Jalen Carter's nature.
And that's my point. Because last week we saw an undisciplined Eagles defense, right?
Yes. Yes.
And so that's the thing that you. Those the type of situations and things that could keep you in the game. That's all I'm saying. I'm not trying to wish any ill on anybody. I'm just saying you have to be locked in and you can't make those kind of mistakes. That's all.
Well, I agree. Well, and look, we'll...
Because the refs are going to be super sensitive to it. You know what I mean?
We'll talk later in the show about who the referees are in there, who the referee and the crew is in this game and how that applies. You know, sometimes there's certain crews that are more favorable to the home team, the road team. And, you know, we know what people feel about when the Chiefs are especially at home, that they seem to get a lot of calls. So we'll work through that. But I agree with you, Hugh, that the Eagles can't – the game is likely going to be close enough. They can't be stupid, right? They can't give the Chiefs free yards and all that. But I mean, there is a thought, too, that Jalen Carter plays his best football on Sunday.
No, he could.
I mean, he just got embarrassed.
Yeah, he did, and he could. And I'm not, you know, trying to – it's just that those are the type of things that could potentially derail an Eagles win.
Well, it could. And I expect Jalen Carter to play good football on Sunday. Now, if he gets a penalty, we'll see. Then hopefully he doesn't. But I if it was up to me, I would have sat him for the game. I know that was an unpopular opinion. They're not going to do it. So now he's in. So now he gives him a better chance to win because he's in the football game. And he – look, last week, without him, the first three drives, the Cowboys went right down the field. And then they settled down. I think about him back in there with Nolan, the two linebackers. I thought Campbell really showed out a lot in his first game. The weakness we have is that corner spot. But, I mean, the Chiefs just don't have the horses to go and attack that. 215-592-9494. That is how you hop aboard with us on this Football Friday. All right, so there's a lot going on here on the show today. We'll get everyone's phone calls up. By the way, we have a pair of tickets for you. Return of the mic, Mike Tyson, who will join the show. Mike Tyson on the show today at 1 p.m. We have a pair of tickets for you today to give away to see the Return of the Mic at the Hard Rock AC January 23rd, 2026. Weird to say 2026 already, but it's January 23rd of next year. We have the pair to give away today. Grand prize winner, one of our five winners this week, including you today, will win an overnight stay at the Hard Rock that night. So it's a great prize. It really is awesome. And this is the second time Mike's done one of these kind of shows. That's why it's the Return of the Mic. And from what I heard, Spike was telling me yesterday, he saw Mike Tyson do his show, the first iteration, years ago. And Spike said it was great. Mike Tyson's great on stage. We're excited to talk to him at 1 p.m. today. Coming up on the other side, I want all your phone calls. And the way to win the prize today, give us someone you want to see step in the ring with Hugh Douglas. First couple answers today, Conor McGregor and the Gorilla. You know, the famous gorilla from 100 Men versus the Gorilla. Those are our first two answers. Best one we get wins the prize. Do you hope or expect Eagles to win this game on Sunday? I expect it. They're better. They're favored. Only one team is close as a favorite in Kansas City in 68 starts from Mahomes. That team was the Bills, and the Bills won that football game. I expect the Eagles to win. All right, coming up on the other side, live in studio. Buckle up for this one, everyone. It's Paul Jolovitz. It's Elliot Stewart Parks. Is this an acceptable loss for the Eagles? They will debate it next. On the Midday Show, Sports Radio 94 WIP. This college football season is delivering weekly showdowns you won't want to miss. Right now, all customers on FanDuel, in partnership with Valley Forge Casino, can score a 50% profit boost for this week's big match on campus between Georgia and Tennessee. Here's how it works. Place a bet on the game, apply your prof boost, and enjoy boosted winnings when your bet hits. And the best part, you get paid instantly. When you win, use your profit, use your boost on bets like spreads, over-unders, team props, and so much more. Don't wait. Visit FanDuel.com/GIGLIO to download the app today and boost your next bet on this week's marquee game. FanDuel Sportsbook is the official partner of 94 WIP.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Quality sleep isn't just about how long, but how well you sleep. And science proves temperature plays a massive role. ChiliPad by SleepMe is a precision temperature-controlled sleep system that cools or warms your bed so you can sleep hard and recover harder. And it's not just for pro athletes. Just set your temp from 55 to 115 degrees, and ChiliPad does the rest. Visit sleep.me and use code SLEEPCOOL20 for 20% off your first ChiliPad. That's SLEEP.ME for 20% off your ChiliPad. This special offer expires September 30th and cannot be combined with other offers.
Make every day a Disney Plus and Hulu day and get everything you love in one plan. Start your day with Monday Mayhem and watch episodes of Bob's Burgers. How about a Touchdown Tuesday with the hilarious new comedy Chad Powers? Or a Whodunit Wednesday with high potential and everyone's favorite amateur sleuths in the hit series Only Murders in the Building? Maybe you're in the mood for a thrilling Thursday. Grab some popcorn and stream huge blockbusters like Marvel Studios' Thunderbolts on Disney Plus, or get caught up with the most enthralling news on what you need to know. Gather the fam for a Flashback Friday and binge all episodes of Modern Family or Grey's Anatomy. So, discover something every day on Disney Plus and Hulu. It's the movies and shows you love, every day. 18 and up only, offer valid for eligible subscribers only, terms apply.